I was born in Boxted Road. And when I was about two or thereabouts, my parents moved to Martian Avenue, which has caused much delight amongst my friends over the years. My dad was a draftsman who worked in Bridge Street. And my mum was a very keen photographer, as was my father. And so I grew up with a camera in my hand as well. So she would walk me down Fletcher Way. We'd hop, skip, and a jump into the Gaybridge Park there, where we'd obviously find the River Gade, and she would walk me along there through into town, past that little odd weir bit that goes under the road, and then you go through that lovely little bit. They had the willow trees where the college is hanging over the river. It's quite a steep bank at that point as well. You had to be quite careful about not falling in, and then you'd follow that along round the back of the council offices, and then along past the courthouse, back of the police station, and then you'd get to the water gardens proper, where you'd have the path meandering along next to the river with the bridges going over at various intervals. I was a toddler. We'd walk along that side, and then she'd let me cross the bridge on my own and then walk along the grass on the other side. So it was like her little way of me having a little bit of independence at that time. And so, like, she would be on that side and I would be walking on the grassy side. And you've got to remember, this was like, I don't know, 1492 or something. Cars and horseless carriages weren't all the rage back then, so it was a lot safer, and generally the world was a little bit more of a safer place, so she felt that she could do this. You wouldn't think of doing that sort of thing these days, though, would you? Letting your child run free. You'd probably actually be scared of the Canada geese might get in them. So I would walk along that side and then cross over the bridge with her, walking for a little bit, and then she'd let me cross over again, and we'd do that all the way down until we get to Bridge Street, where then we'd meet my dad for lunch.